Reece, the big day on Sunday is almost upon us against the Legends, and everybody now will be looking back and thinking of that pile of snow that you jumped into.
Yeah, it's come around quite quick, hasn't it? Now looking forward to it, like I said before. It was just a great occasion for the club and for the for Darlington itself. So hopefully, quite a few people turn up and come and support it. Obviously, come and watch both teams as well, as you know, obviously our 11 and then the Darlington 11. So it'll be a good game, and I think for us as well, playing against, you know, people that have only just come out of retirement, you know, like to Joey and Lescott, people like that. At Wayne Bridge, it'll be a good test for ourselves as well. So, looking forward to it on a personal level, yeah.
It's a remarkable background to this, isn't it? Because on the Friday before that original game against Charlie, there was 4 inches of snow on that field, and nobody gave the game a chance until all those supporters chipped in with the spades and the shovels and the wheelbarrows to clear the pitch.
Well, that's it. I remember on the night time, on the Friday night, I had a tweet come through me saying about doing a snow angel. And for some reason, I went out in my back garden and started doing it, and sent that video. And then obviously it went on from there to do something similar on the Saturday if the game was on. And to be honest, one of my best mates played for Chorley, and I texted him in the morning. I was like, mate, there's absolutely zero chance of this game being on. And then come, I think, 9:30 or 10, we usually leave about that. But we was told like it had a good chance of being on. And I was like, nah, surely not. And when we obviously got up and we seen the pitch, how much effort had been put into to get the game actually on, you know, second to none, and I all of this effort, that was put into it, I think this is just rewards for everyone pulling together. And I said last season that was what was special and what, you know, has really cemented my love and that for this club in such a short space of time. The way that everyone just pulls together, the fans, people that work, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, probably go unnoticed, and then, you know, from the management team and the players itself last year, this year, the whole place, it has this positive vibe going through it. And like I say, that was evident before the Chorley game. It's been evident, you know, in the last few years, with where the club's been and where it's come from. So like I say, this is just a big collective well done, and you know, hopefully everyone can enjoy Sunday and enjoy the rewards of everyone's hard work.
It's going to be a very special day, isn't it, because there's an England World Cup hero who's got a hat-trick in the final in 1966.
That's it, yeah.
Choosing that Legends team.
Yeah, definitely, and I think for the older generation of fans, don't mean to be rude, but the older generation will, you know, obviously admire someone like him more than us, obviously, young lads. I can remember meeting him when I was about, I must have been about 10 or 11, at a football tournament, and he presented the trophies after the tournament. This will be my second time of obviously meeting him, but it's not just him, it's the other lads that have played in the Prem and have won Premiership medals and stuff. You know, they've played at the top of their game, you know, and it'd be good to, like I say, to test ourselves. It would be good to obviously meet a few of them. Obviously I'm a Villa fan, so quite a few of them have played for Villa, so from a personal point of view, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure a lot of the fans, the supporters, the players and the ex-players are as well. So